You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Who is that? Who's that by?
Really slow motion, Deadwood?
Yeah, dude, we're really slow motion! Fuck it!
Oh, why?
That's gonna be a wee touch. We turned over. We recording?
We can, but
I have a route.
Just the smoke going across the floor of the waterfront.
I tell you what I'm gonna do, Tommy.
Just people like. Just up behind someone, grab their face.
Yeah, what's up, motherfucker?
Ellie Stevenson, yeah!
Here's a couple of yous.
It's just me singing.
You ever been your eighth wanking, fucking, Yes, like frappa cheese.
My dad's a bit of a character.
Swear to God, funniest sentence I've ever heard.
I move this microphone out of the way, and he's like, look fat.
Oh, don't start that. Don't restart the troubles. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Keep all that in. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. My guest today, Mickey Bartlett.
G'day, Kent.
G'day, Kent.
How you doing, Kent?
How's it going, Kent?
It's nice to be back in the Emerald Isle.
He's back from Australia.
Nothing's changed. Exactly the same bloke as I was before I left here.
Yeah, the broth of water.
I've got that. I've got a bit of a tan, you can see.
Oh, the man's he's like a different guy.
I've been in the sun, plenty of vitamin D the entire time within Australia. And I've had a nice fucking rest in peace, Rolf Harris. That's
what I was saying. Oh, yeah. Were you over there when he died?
No, I was here, masturbating.
Can you tell what it is yet?
It's ectoplasm.
What is it? It's dehydration.
It's come, Ralph. Ralph.
Yeah. Ralph. Don't disrespect the man like that. I just loved entertainer. No, it was more like known child sex offender and entertainer. Anyway, welcome to the podcast, Mike. Welcome back. It's good to have you home. Nice. What is you may well have seen a promo for the SSE Arena there playing at the start of the podcast. Your boy's lost his mind and is doing it again.
Full room? Big one?
I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know. Nine. I was going to do five, telegraphs? And then I did the live podcast in the Telegraph and was like, this place is an absolute fucking kip. Can't bring people here. Can't bring people right here.
You can't go down. Like when you've gone from a comfy green room in the SSE, you can't go back to like...
Well, they have a comfy green room too, but you know, the punters are still, you know, pishing in a portal. One of them triangular ones where you're like...
Staring another man. Yeah. You spend the whole time trying to avoid that one bit of spit. When somebody's heckled in a fucking urine and you're like...
I would... I hate the term, but like intrusive thoughts would make me just eyeball the guy. You know, I would be like, this is so awkward. I'm just going to overdo it. And just be like, right, man.
Yeah. I would start
doing that fucking piss fart.
I'd start walking back, like pissing hair, just looking at him.
Or just go right up beside him pissing his little.
Did you ever see Ghostbusters, cunt?
Ghostbusters can't.
Which is on Pornhub now.
So we're doing SSE, you're doing a waterfront, when's that?
13th of October.
How many times have you done that now?
Just the once.
Oh really?
Just last year, yeah. But this one's close to selling out, so there's talk of a second night.
Is there?
There's chat about
when it. Is it again?
13th of October.
Jesus Christ.
So there's talk of it now.
They're gonna when are they putting a second one on? Are they putting a second one on?
Maybe, I don't know.
The Mickey Two shows over here?
Maybe a bit tight to try and sell the second one out, don't know. We'll see. I'm also doing the Millennium Forum, 7th of October. If you're from Derry. Taking on the big room that day. You know, just watch those fucking why not?
Derry.
Millennium Forum.
Hey.
I have psoriasis.
Hi, is this psoriasis? Do you get a bit pretty of D on it? Do you get a bit of vitamin D?
Pretty much gone now. It's a wee bit dry from the fucking long flights.
The long flights.
you know what I mean? But yeah, pretty much away. Fucking fix it. But just look after your gut health, folks. That's all it needs.
Explain to me gut health.
So this is a healthy gut.
I have a fucking healthy gut, all right.
So I just started taking like...
What's a leaky gut?
That's what I have. So I think. So, because obviously... I had to learn this from a YouTube video as opposed to an actual doctor. I ain't got time to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
So think leaky guts, basically there's like breakdowns in the line of your intestines, and then when you're there's like basically like broken down food and weird shit like that starts to leak out, and then your body's like, what the fuck's that shit? And then it causes an autoimmune response, hence the psoriasis. So I just started fucking probiotics, vitamin D, fucking omega-3s and L-glutamine, and a double dose them every day.
And double drop.
I haven't had a cold in 2 years. Yeah. True story. But I'm usually a
cold's least of your worries.
Usually a sniffly bastard.
Your body's like cold. No time for it.
Absolutely not.
No time for it. The fucking burgers are leaking out.
Way more shit to do.
Hey, cold, get to the back of the queue. I know.
Hey, Captain Sniffles, take the day off. Because hey, Captain Sniffles, you work in the anus tonight.
Oh, good. Why do I gotta go to the anus every time?
Sniffles, move down the queue. We're bleeding today.
Stop leaking out the nose. Stop leaking out the gut, you motherfucker.
Okay, he's just leaking. I'd love to see, you know, one of those, I wouldn't love to see it, but you know, one of those crime scene fucking things that are like, he was dead in here for 3 weeks. I'd like to see your leakage, you know? Yeah. It'd just be like a puddle.
It would look like a fucking half-eaten pot noodle. Be all gravy. Be all brown water.
Like an unmixed pesto.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit lumpy still.
That's weird. He didn't even eat sweet corn.
A lot of fluid coming out of you when you're... I made the mistake of like Googling that one there.
Really?
It was just like, I was like, did someone get like hit with a fucking bazooka here? And they're like, nah, just died in a seat. No one found them. And they just... up the walls.
Is that one... That happened... Was it Milltown? There was a point where they were like, oh, we're in a bit of trouble here because all the fucking coffins and all the bodies started decomposing at a very rapid rate and it was leaking out of the coffins.
Where did you hear that?
It was in the news a couple of years ago. There was some weird shit about like, they were like...
Up next, reports from Milltown that liquefied zombies are falling out of the...
And now Julian.
Jesus.
That fucking Tara.
Wild.
You ever heard of the leg of it in your life?
It was down in Milltown there. It smelled like fucking Les McDonald's cunt.
Now on the UTV, you look like a fake zombie.
Nah, get me burnt the fuck.
Aye, absolutely.
And not in a crematorium, publicly.
I want to be, yeah, mounted like a Viking. Yeah.
Build a pyramid, you know, with a sacrificial area.
Yeah.
A helipad on the top and just fucking it.
Yeah.
Just in the flames.
Some fucks a bone.
Just name him.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched the first half of Apocalypse Now the other day. Exciting.
I've only seen the first half. I fall asleep, pretty much.
Did you get through it in one go now?
Oh, I.
Did you?
I set aside the time.
Did you?
That's a shame because I'm a big fan of Brando. Like,
well, he's not in it. He's not in it till later on. I haven't even got the Brando. I'm still at fucking Napalm's and.
Because that was the thing, wasn't it? Where he was fat as fuck, which is why it's when he's in the movie, he's in the dark and like in a cave, because they're like, we can't show how fucking fat you've got. You're meant to be this badass fucking general.
Yeah.
He says, well, I don't know. So the apocalypse happened yesterday and I just ate everything. So do what you gotta do.
Doesn't even do that voice.
That's how he talks. That's exactly how he talks.
In that movie, though?
I think so.
Is that not very good?
No, the golfer's like,
oh, fucking blah, blah.
That was the same.
It was different because he talks kind of like that. Like,
he's like, yeah, I went on Ask and I went up to a Native American and said, hey, you want to come to the Ask? And
check it. I'm going to have to look it up here. You can't show this, obviously. Let me see. Brando.
Just go Brando interview and you'll...
Is there a movie where he's rubbing butter up someone's arsehole? What movie is that?
The movie My Brain Plays?
Is there not like...
Streetcar Named Ramona? I can't believe it's not The Godfather.
Apocalypse Kai? Let me see, here he is on something there.
It's 58 minutes long, Christ of Almighty. The Island of Dr. Lolo.
I always wondered why you did that.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Looked at them or said it? Yeah, said it.
He was absolutely gorgeous when he was younger. Oh. I love when people really let it go. Like,
absolutely. And him, like, and like Oliver Reed, who was still kind of fucking good looking.
Aye, but he was the big piss head.
Yeah,
like,
but back in the day, he was a fucking handsome devil.
A dreamboat.
Jeez, you watch Oliver and you pull the dick of yourself.
But I love... he's still sexy even though he's bald.
Oh, he's still sexy there. You know. He was still kind of sexy when he got real fat as well.
Knowing somebody.
I don't know. Fuck actors anyway. Every time you see an actor take himself seriously, like, shut up, bitch.
Right. It's playing pretend, cunt. Do you know what I mean?
Everybody else does the work and then it gets to me and I say, thank you. Thank you very much.
What I really thought that was important about the character was that, you know, he's not actually a Batman.
Yeah.
He's a man dressed in a bad outfit, and that was something I thought I really had to take to the screen.
Shut up,
Julie.
I seen a fucking like a reunion of friends. It was on TikTok or something. Then they all walk into the empty set that they used to film in, and they're all, you know, it's Jennifer Aniston. She's like, oh my god, she's crying, and then all the rest of them, and then Joey just walks in, like he's just like, is this moral yet not? This absolute just fucking fella.
Just eat the ham sandwich. Fall storm like.
Big fucking ketchup down the short sleeve stripy shirt. Worst shirt of it. Where do you buy that in LA?
He's doing the proper, like, as we both know, he's doing the proper fat man folding his arms, like just resting on his belly.
Wow.
Nobody can see my gut.
Wow. But yeah, there's something about that short sleeved, horrible shirt. Like, I didn't know there was a Marks & Spencer's in Los Angeles, but he's managed to get his hands on it.
That's a Dunn's shirt, like. It's an absolute Dunn shirt.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah. I like that. Ooh.
Could you be any more Irish?
And then fucking and I'll fucking Chandler comes in, just no nostrils. Just
and I tell you what's also weird in English, his name is Matt the White.
Which I mean, I bought that paint before.
Do you know what I mean? That's.
I have a bathroom today. What do you want, Matt the White?
Matt the White sounds the token guy in BLM.
Yeah.
Who's this motherfucker? That's Matt.
Yo, don't touch him, man. He's cool. That's Matt the White. Look at that shirt, man. That's the whitest shit I ever seen in my life. Dunnes. I went to be on Italian there. Dunnes stores. He got the fucking, he bought that in Pakistan.
It's a good shirt.
It's classy, you know what I mean?
It's made with the finest polyester, huh? 99% of polyester. It's a good shirt.
A good short. He's been here a while.
I tell you, I saw Matt the White wearing a lovely short on a dog. He had a lovely pair of trousers on him too.
Lovely pair of slacks.
Oh, do you want a vape? No. What are you doing?
I had to see this the other day. Who the fuck is this guy? I don't know if he's anything or whatever. Just talking about funny accents. This guy is doing an ad for Spar. I don't know who he is. He must be a model or something. Or maybe he's like a fucking ice hockey player or something. I don't know what he does. But listen to this guy's accent.
This is from Northern Ireland. We're going to show you why. Tucked away in the Spar Titanic is the Green Deli. For the better part of the last 6 years, this has been a go-to spot of mine for both breakfast and lunch. Friendly staff, fresh ingredients, and unmatched variety. Look no further for a fast, cost-friendly bite to eat than the Green Deli at the Spar Titanic. Match this with a cup of coffee, maybe a sweet treat, and hopefully some sunshine, and that's you sorted on your next lunch break. I can totally see why this is deemed the best Spar in all of Northern Ireland.
The best Spar.
But he just lets it go at the minute. Like, you know.
Rumor has it.
Get that in the
all of Northern Ireland. We're going to show you
why. Sort yourself out with a nice breakfast. Get that in the end. You're fucking self a day, lad. Know what I mean?
This has been a...
I came to the Spar Titanic and I asked Tina for a full soda.
Is it? I mean, does it mention who? He must be an ice hockey player,
yeah,
is he?
Yeah, he must be.
You know, far too sexy to be knocking about Tesla.
Match this with a cup of coffee, maybe a sweet treat, and hopefully some sunshine. And that's you sorted on your next lunch break.
That's you short on your next lunch break, lad, know what I mean?
No problem, make it that fuck on a knee.
I was in Dublin the other day and this is very me behaviour. I had a hotel room booked and then I did those three shows. And you know when you're like I was, this is what happens to you, Michael, when you have children. I was like, I'm knackered anyway. Right. Do I just fucking drive home and be home? Or do I like try and squeeze in pints and be dying and drive home?
Aye.
You know what I mean? And I had a hotel book and everything. I'd been in it. And I was just like, I'll just go home.
Aye.
I was like, fuck it. Because I'll be dying and then I'll have to drive tomorrow and I'll be fucking double fucked. But I called in this little Centra to just get like water and stuff. Bro, fully operational deli all night.
Fuck yeah.
Woo! Couldn't get over it.
Was that in Dublin or was that like...
It was in Dublin.
Yeah.
I walked in. And I was like, what in jambons is this?
Fully stacked, clean and all.
Clean.
Yeah.
Guys working there.
There's one of those at the, is it the Barack Obama Plaza?
Oh, aye.
Coming to Galway. Mm-hmm. Where it's the full shebang.
Oh, aye.
Like the
baristas.
Aye, panini, no?
Panini, focaccia.
Ah, well.
Don't even focaccia. Bless you. But I went there, but to talk about a fuck about of like, there was like a Indian fella behind it, and he's like, what can I get for you? I didn't have the accent.
Aye.
And I was like, I might just get the, you know, when in Rome, give me an aisle chicken fillet roll. But I feel like he could, you know, I'm like, I bet you're a great at cooking.
Aye.
But you're so good that you can't step back to the level that I need right now. Because he made an absolute dog's dick of the sandwich.
Aye.
He tucked the wrapper into the middle of the baguette and rolled it over. And I was like, man, I bet you if I asked you to fucking knock me up a dal,
aye,
you'd be all over it. But now, you know, this is below your station right now.
It pisses me off when you see someone who, when you get a burrito made by somebody who's clearly better at what they do.
Oh.
And you're like, you've done too much of this.
Yeah, just fucking slap it into the thing for me.
Like. Yeah, just hand me it unwrapped and I'll just pour it in. Like the end of a bag of crisps.
There was like a big display. This is obviously for tourists where they have like share bags of popular southern crisps.
Mm-hmm.
Rancheros, you know what I mean? Things like that, Banshee buns.
Hungry Dories, no?
But a fella walked, I was looking at them and I was like, you know, because you want to bring home a souvenir, like, so... You know, it's either the fucking down south chocolate, whatever the fuck that is. That drives me nuts, by the way. Oh God, get the dairy milk. Same. You know?
Yeah, I do enjoy bringing a souvenir home as well. Like, look what I got you, pet. Empty bag of Tato.
And that's what they look like next time you're down there.
Smell that dairy. Nice.
But I walked up, right? And I was staring at them. And a fella walked up beside me. Without looking at me, he looked like he was a waiter or something on his break. Without looking at me, he just goes, and he was like, northern accent. He goes, fuck me, you're the price of that there, would you? And I was like, shocking. He was, fuck, he wouldn't find me paying that sort of money for a fucking Christmas. He didn't even look at me, he just grabbed him and walked away. It was like a good sense.
Aye.
He's like, I can sense I can give off this, man.
Aye, Adman's, aye.
Adman's also. $3.90 for a packet of rancheros.
Get the fuck.
for a fucking... Bacon fry zero is,
you know,
what it's like.
Do you know what I got in Australia? It was
suck that.
No, I wish. It was like fucking
can't.
Fuck me off, you can't.
Fuck no, you can't.
It was like fucking. They were basically like the Watsits, like cheese puffs, but they were habanero fucking chili flavor.
Oh my God,
Jesus! I've never had a crisp make me actually sweat before.
Hot,
fucking roasting.
Oh my God,
and I couldn't stop eating them. Come back after a couple of pints, people have one. And it was like a big fucking, like a big giant bag. I just watched a wee bit of TV.
Is it the size of a Watson or is it a bit more?
Bigger than a Watson. It was like a giant Watson, but then spicy as fuck.
Jesus Christ, lad.
I'm always wondering, thinking about them. Jesus.
You had to squeeze them back in the bag on the way home?
No, I couldn't squeeze them in anything because they can fly out of my hole the next day.
One at a time?
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
like airsoft?
It's hard to count liquid. I don't know how
long is a piece of bowl of water?
I don't know how many units that is, but let me tell you something. Fucking toilet paper looked like there was a xenomorph in the room, just started melting.
What were the travel shits like? Did you ever get that constipated thing when you fly?
I have had a couple of times. I had I wasn't too bad this time. I know I got food poisoning last time I came back. I had something in Doha and had 2 days of just spinning.
What was it?
It was a chicken curry wrap. And I bit into it and immediately went, that's not heated up properly. And then rather than take it back, I just took 3 or 4 more bites to look polite. And then I binned it. And
in a place like Doha, they're probably like, you know, it is not heated.
Yeah, it was...
Like, that is the temperature of the sandwich.
Yeah, we leave outside for 2 minutes and it heats up from the inside out.
It's roasting.
It's very, very warm.
Born a mouthy.
Scared the hole of you.
Is Doha the one with the toilets where they've just got the hole in the floor? Where's that? Abu Dhabi's got the open shitter.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Nah.
I've went through Abu Dhabi a couple of times. I've just been like, I'm just going to have to wait.
It's the one, I've told this story before, but it's the one time where I exerted a bit of I'm a big, aggressive, white, Western male.
Mm-hmm.
When I was down for a shite. And obviously everyone's queuing up for the normal toilet and it opened and I just went, move.
Aye, things are happening.
Literally fight me.
I was fucking a bit more careful about eating the airplane food this time.
Mm.
There was...
Who were you flying with?
Qatar. Qatar. So yeah, because there was a couple of I think it's the long flight. So between Doha and Melbourne, they feed you like four times because it's like a 14-hour flight.
Fuck mate.
And by the time you get to the third meal, and you sound like Jerry Seinfeld, but you're like, why does this taste the same? Why does this mac and cheese taste the same as that sausage and mash?
Yeah.
And you just start going, I got really sickened. Do you know what I mean?
I remember us getting that Austin flight, and we were so late for the flight that it was the only time where I was like fully reliant on everything they were giving me.
Right.
Because I was like, I haven't eaten, I haven't drank. And I was just like, can I please get another glass of water? You know, and you're fucking get the pop out your mouth. Right. I was like, I ain't going to die here. And they just get you that warm glass of water. But I needed the food. Like, I was like, I'm fucking starving.
Who did you fly with when you went to?
BA. BA.
Is there free drink on that, is there? Yeah.
Is there? Glass. Did we drink on that flight?
I think about a few cans.
A couple of cans. I can't drink on flights or anything like that. I think I can.
I fucking love it. Flying out to Melbourne. From Doha to Melbourne, I was going to upgrade. So I was like, how much is it to upgrade the business class? And the girl was like, 2.5 grand. I was like, I'll be right.
It's not technically business.
But then the fucking plane was half empty, so I rode it myself. And I was that excited I couldn't sleep.
Oh yeah,
I was like, I built a wee fort, got all the blankies and pillows and stuff, and then just spent the whole flight watching Hamilton going boom. Can I have a whiskey and coke, please? Like rat horsed.
Oh,
by the time I got to Melbourne, slept like a baby. Class,
unbelievable. What a luxury to get the full rack.
It was fucking great.
I hate. We've been to I think we were flying to Vietnam or something, and got that to Dubai.
Aye.
You know, I was like, oh, this mustn't be this busy a flight. You know, got on, got the full thing, and. Thinking on the way back it was going to be the same. I was like, oh, sure, there's loads of flights back and forward. I'm sure half of them are half empty. And got on the second one, rammed. And it was a shitter plane with less room on it. And I was like, oh, God, I'd have easily swapped it.
That last year when I was coming back from Doha to here, which was about seven hours. And it was the long flight. No, I tell a lie, it was the fucking Sydney to Doha flight last year. So a 14-hour one. Christ. And I was in the middle. And there was a guy with a kid. The kid was just hyper as fuck. His wife was in front of them with a wee infant baby that was having a screaming competition with another infant over here and a fucking Hungarian woman, wee fat, dumpy fucking bitch. And she was at the aisle, completely forgot
Hungary
the
etiquette. Hungary is right.
Forgot, no, the etiquette, you're at the aisle, you get one armrest and I get two of them.
Yeah.
And just fully fucking spread her big fucking back fat out all over the place. I sat like that for 14 and a half hours.
Yeah, I hate that.
And by the time I got off, I couldn't even lift my fucking luggage. Like, I was just fucking
just locked up,
absolutely fucked and so angry. Couldn't, I was that angry even when I was asking for, I was trying to get drunk to pass out, couldn't do it. I was trying anything just to be like, I'm gonna have a fucking hissy fit.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, because you know, were you bigger than her, physically? You should, you know, that should be the rule. I'm bigger, fucking me.
Yeah,
I don't fit in anything though.
Because I've got short arms. To be honest, the armrests don't really make a difference.
You can't reach the armrests.
I can get them at the back, but the rest of them are just like, well, I'll just keep these here.
Yeah, I fucking hate that. I'd pay more money to just be able to stand in that wee area.
100%. If you could just let me walk up and down the aisle all night.
I just doing fucking yoga and all, you know, on the spot. A couple of stretches, sit my arse for a minute. The seats are fucking nightmare. It's like, no, I used to think you know, people wearing those compression socks and all. I was like, oh, what sort of fucking arsehole are you? And now that I'm in my 30s, I might just wear them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep the blood pumping.
I think you're all right. If you get up and walk about, you're not too bad. But there's been a couple of times where if I'm in a middle seat, you feel the pressure of the person who's at the aisle to get back quickly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's most people I find are like, all right, you're going for a walk, no problem. I'll just wait till you come back. But there's been other times where I've had somebody stand and wait until I get back.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah, you're hanging out the toilet doors. Right. 2 seconds.
I just three minutes.
Three or four more wipes and I'll be finished. I'm trying to vape in here, to be honest with you.
Trying to have a wank and a shit and a vape at the same time.
Did you see that? They should have a name for that.
The Grand Slam.
The Grand Slam.
The trifecta.
Triple threat. Do you see that video of that girl with the fucking gargantuan hole trying to sneak through a plane? And she was like, why? They need to make planes bigger. And everyone was just like, oh, you know,
an airline
needs to work around the fact that you've got an absolute shelf.
I've seen somebody else talking about that a couple of years ago.
What about tall people? Tall people have just been shit on for years on a plane.
It's fucking, I don't know, as you know, as body positive as we all try to stay as two fat men, there hits a point where you're going, they need to make planes bigger. That's definitely a you problem. Like,
yeah, when you start to be, yeah, when you start to be like this, it needs to be bigger, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't fit into a family saloon. That's a disgrace.
But this is
too right, fatso.
Is right, you fat bastard. I'll play this just for the day.
So. If you are ugly, you are ugly. Stop talking about inner beauty. Men do not walk around with the X-rays to see your inner beauty.
Motherfuckers taking no prisoners.
Like, fuck, you should be right. That's everyone's problem these days. Everyone's like, I don't want any, you know, like hardships in my life at all for my own mental health.
Aye.
Sorted out. Work around me. I just don't want to be inconvenienced ever. Aye. Don't offend me.
I feel your inner beauty now, pet. I feel it now.
All inner beauty is the same when you're your claw in it.
Everybody looks the same, the lights off. Huh?
Everyone's pink. What was that? Everyone's pink on the inside. That was,
aye.
That was,
everybody yeah. smells the same, bent over the other. Don't you?
As my dad used to say, when you're bent in half, it could be anyone. Man, woman, or beast.
You don't look at the fireplace, you're riding a fat girl.
Do the curtains match this brown asshole?
I've told you before, the dude I knew who had a fucking, he was convinced that people's assholes and nipples were the same color.
Okay.
And he went on this like fucking real long chat about it. Like it was like, he'd done scientific research. And I remember like,
what was the scientific research? Google?
No, so he was like, I don't know. He said like, do you ever fucking, when you're bucking somebody, whenever you look at their nipples, same color as their arsehole. And I just remember being like, I need to go home right now and find a mirror. Because in my case, not true at all. My nips are lovely and pink and my asshole the same color as a guitar. Red and chapped. Distressed. It's missing a string.
Two knobs.
There's a plectrum hanging out of
Your asshole just looks sore all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't even look like a hole anymore. Looks like a hillock. It's so protruding.
It's like the underside of a limb. Just fucking gooey.
If you looked at my asshole, you'd go, I think that man might be transforming into a jet. Because it's just fire.
Baboon Bartles.
I'm got that red ass, you know. Get out of
here. Like he's been doing the fucking Caribbean accent all day. My name is Chet Hanks.
You got the IBS, you know?
I'm a shitting. Oh, Chet.
Chet, what a guy. What's he up to these days?
I thought I left him weights by the look.
Is
of
he?
He's fucking jacked, man.
I'm swole, you know?
He means swole, you know? I mean, lifting pondy weight. That doesn't even make
sense. Him blood cut, do the deep squat. Yeah.
That's Tony Grass. Oh, fuck. What a terrible way for your family to fall apart. You know, you just have a totally normal family and a couple of talented kids, and then you're just like, and this fucking fella, just here, just what's he doing? Like,
me dad be Woody from Toy Story, you know?
Fetch me a drink. Me daddy got AIDS. I was actually, when I did
everybody
that.
Everybody lie down, Andy, he come, you know?
Pretend you did. I fucking, oh my God, I was going to say, fucking lose my mouth. Oh, I'd done that video before, taking a piss out of him on the podcast. And what was one of the lines? Oh yeah, my daddy was in Philadelphia and I was like, my daddy got AIDS. And then some fella comes in the lab, he's half pissed. He's like, lad, please, 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 will you just take my phone and record and just shout, my daddy got AIDS. And I was like, well, I can't do it here. So I took it into the comedian's bathroom and locked the door. I was like, make sure there's no one there. I was like, me daddy got AIDS.
Next up. That's fucking I saw a
have
fucking
a shite while I'm in there.
It was TikTok.
Me daddy got plunk.
TikTok last night. I was fucking scrolling through it and there was, do you remember the fake accent thing you did with the fucking,
yeah, the flood thing.
The flood thing. And somebody, it's been shared on TikTok, but like it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking the gift that keeps on giving. Like
I actually took it off YouTube.
Did you?
So I don't know where the fuck it came from. Yeah. But yeah, like people kept tagging
because you did the
I just drew on eyebrows. Like.
Oh, did you?
Oh,
right.
I just took it off, but I mean, there's absolutely no doubt on earth that it's absolutely fucking hilarious. You know what I mean? It's
I've said for years about that one particular video is you had that on YouTube before the interview stopped on the news. Because I was watching the news and then next thing I came up on my phone, I was like, "No, this is phenomenal."
That was wrong though, because I thought the video was just out that day and it turns out the video was like a year old from from like a year before. So I seen it and went, "Oh my God, that's absolutely hilarious." Of course, the joke was more about like,
the Northern Irish accent.
And I think that's why we're so obsessed with it, because there are so many like mixtures of accents that, right. that you just accept. You're like, that's fine. Oh, that guy's like Italian American. That guy's like fucking whatever. You know what I mean? Aye. Like whatever it is. But when it's mixed with someone from here, it's just like, oh my God.
It's never not funny. Like,
it's absolutely.
It's fucking never not funny.
Demented.
Like, and no matter what accent it is.
No,
you know what I mean? It could be fucking anything, and it is. It's so fucking.
But you know, even look at Maureen's mother. You know, she's full. All right, Chuck, and then she'll just be like, "That's terrible."
I was going to say, Maureen's mother being like, "I got to go down to Preback and get Jodie a short."
but then her dad would have been like, you know, like real thick country accent. Aye. Like, so you probably would, if that was your parents.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like.
Because I've got a wee cousin who's got like, he's got half a Scouse, half a Northern Irish accent. And that's pretty fucking, and a lisp. You're like, it's the most adorable shit I've ever seen in my life. He's like, Michael, what colour did you cure?
Never mind that, have you seen me arsehole? It's battered.
It's glow in the dark.
That is cute though. Yeah, but that's my worry about Eddie growing up in the country. Is like someday he's just going to come in and be like, well, no, fucking get the spuds on there. I'm gonna fucking.
Aye, you talk normal, you cunt.
You fucking speak normally, would you?
Talk like Dolly.
I'm taking you to fucking Belfast for a fucking intervention.
We're going to Smithfield and leave here. You don't fucking talk proper. Wait. Cunt.
You fucking. I don't even talk about it, but sure. This is an Australian thing. I want to show you this. I don't know if you've heard of these things while you're in Australia.
Sydney man accused of catching and cooking an ibis has been freed on bail under strict conditions. A magistrate telling the Vietnamese national the ibis, often called a bin chicken, is protected and not for eating.
Where others see an ugly menace, Tom Quash saw a tasty meal.
How many bin chickens did you kill?
One.
Only one?
Yeah.
Why did you kill it?
Try to eat it.
The 60-year-old was arrested yesterday after officers allegedly found a dead ibis in his Malabar unit. Neighbours raising the alarm after hearing the bin chicken in distress.
Is Malabar units also what he calls his tummy?
He might not have eaten it.
How are we going to cook it?
I just boil it up with fish sauce, something like that.
It's not the first time he's accused of killing an ibis. He was also charged in March after this incident in Eastwood, where locals intervened. The bird later found dead. Today, Quash was granted bail on the condition he leave ibis and all birds alone.
Another submission that counted in Quash's favour for bail was made by his legal aid lawyer, who told the court that in Queensland, it's actually legal to eat bin chickens.
You're going to leave the bin chickens alone now?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to touch nothing no more.
Police can check on him up to three times a week to make sure he's lost his
appetite. Let me smell your breath, you cunts.
Evan Batten, 7 News.
Oi, mate, have you been eating?
We're going to be checking up on him every fucking week.
I was looking at the sky earlier, saw an ibis, looked up again, wasn't there.
Let me smell your breath, mate. Let me smell it.
Blow into that.
I love the way, like, Australians are some crack the way, like, how many times did they have to say bin chicken?
I know.
You know?
There's fucking.
He couldn't speak. He was absolutely stuffed with bin chickens.
There's always a weird like fucking like news on 9.
Yeah.
Like this weird fucking voice that just makes you go, I can't take any of this seriously. Like, because remember the first day I got out to Melbourne, it was the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement or something, and there was a riot in Derry, and that was on the Australian news.
Really?
Like trouble in Derry, Northern Ireland. And just some guy, like, in the middle of fucking summer here in a hat and scarf, fucking free.
Yeah, I'm here beside Free Dairy Corner, and it's fucking kicking off, Chuck. These cunts don't give a fuck, mate. I just had a bin chicken box. Fucking great. How you been, chicken?
I've been all right.
I'll be honest with you. See, when they're like, "What are you gonna do? Eat it?" And he's like, "I was gonna put on fish sauce." I was like, "Fucking."
So it's all right.
A couple of noodles. The
boy knows what he's talking about.
I mean, the guy's from Vietnam. He's probably like, you know, in my country, we'd have went to the back bins of the bin chicken factory and ate whatever the fuck they weren't eating.
I mean, they're pretty big birds as well. There must be good eating in them.
Well, that's it.
Do you know?
You know, he's you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's smart.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? If it's a pest control problem.
Bin chicken.
Just fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat fucking mice. Why not, mate? There's loads of them.
But then, like, you know, they're like, in Queensland, it's actually legal to eat a bin chicken. He's like, fucking yes! Yeah!
Thank God I got the Erin Blokovic. Sorry, that was needlessly racist. I'm sorry for that.
It is mad, you know. I'd say, to be honest, if you let a wee Vietnamese cook make you, you probably wouldn't be able to tell if it was chicken or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chicken, bin chicken.
There's a place I was eating in Sydney. It was just called The Chicken Shop. And obviously I hadn't been there for about 6 months. Walked in and actually kind of looked like that. There's a wee old Asian dude.
Yeah.
And I got these like, bang, bang, chicken wrap. And I was like, this cunt remembers me. Like, I must be the only fucker that eats it.
Here he is, brave Irishman. There was a video that I had saved. Where the fuck did I see it? Did I save up my phone? It was actually... it was a guy reviewing like spice bags. This is the way content's moving now. It's like, who knows
a
bit?
I haven't had a spice bag before.
My nose like fucking bleeding. What are you saying?
I've never had a spice bag, and I'm intrigued as to what the situation is.
Oh, I did save it. Right, so today, is this the one? Where do you see this? Bear with me. I'm gonna send it to the computer because you have to see this shit. This guy's reviewing spice bags in Dublin. And this place that he goes into, you're like, how is this place allowed to be open? You wouldn't...
You wouldn't feed your bin chicken?
Ah, you fucking bastard. Yeah, you'd eat a street... You'd eat a bin chicken before you'd eat out of this kip, we said.
Right, so today we got Green Garden and we're genuinely in the trenches for this one. So
get drop a follow for
me, put me life on the line like this. I swear to God, on me ma's life, I feel like a modern day...
Let me just go back a minute here. Look at the graphics, bro. It's still dear enough. No dogs allowed in shop, only in the fucking meals.
Fucking aye. If the dog's not in the fryer, get out the fork.
That's a great accent. 100% beef from Ireland. Aye. Camera and
all. We don't do any of that imported beef, man. Fuck that, look. It's all fucking Irish beef, you know. No, it's sorry, a harmless bloke to film the leafy. But he had beef with him, you know what I mean?
It's a great accent.
Thank you.
I struggle with the Dublin one myself.
It's tough.
I've worked extensively.
You have to do like a real fucking stone face.
Fucking.
I fucking tell you, man.
I love when places, like, they have an original price and they have a, you know, an AGM meeting and they're like, we're going to have to put it up to 7 years.
We're going
to
have to start charging in euros because the pound hasn't been used for like 20 fucking years now, man.
Do you remember the pound?
But that's the last time someone came in here, Bobby.
The last meal they fucking had. God's dead.
He died on the floor. They're actually just going to heat up his spice bag, give it to some other cunt.
That's the other sign out of sight. Don't step in the fucking dead guy. We see the rest of it.
And the boys in the NYPD club.
Ross Kemp. If Ross Kemp ate spice bags, you know you're in Clondalkin when you get 4 or 5 forks for the spice bag.
Yeah, that curry's fucking disgusting.
One thing I have to say is when you ask for extra spicy, you get a nice little kick off this, and it's not a bad spice bag, so we will be back. But what a kip, man. So,
look at that, bro.
But then there was shit like that, well, no, I suppose they weren't that run down. You went to them, like New York, it had those weird places where it looks like a shit burger place, but it's the best food you'll ever have.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the case. Yeah. I feel like the Green Garden would give you the fucking skittles.
The last thing I had near giving me the skittles was something to cook myself in the house.
Seriously?
Which is just like, I had chicken in the air fryer. And I took it out and I bit it. You know why people are always like, is that cooked and all? Just bite it and see. Because you can tell when the chicken's not cooked because it was like, it had a crunch to it, like an apple. I was like, ugh. And then it literally just spat it back into the tray and put it in.
And then got the shits. So don't bite it, is what you're saying.
Don't bite it.
Don't bite it.
Cut it. Just overcook it.
Aye. Always overcook chicken. Always.
you have an air fryer?
Not yet. I'm saving up for one.
Do you have an air fryer now? No, fuck me, guys.
I hear they're the must-have appliance for every household.
But it is given oven finishes to whatever you're cooking in. Aye, so it does work, you know. You can put fucking greaseproof paper down, pour pancake mix on it, put another bit of greaseproof paper,
seen that,
and make a stack of them.
Aye,
I'll never do it, but you can do that.
I've seen a lot of like fucking chicken wings being made in.
Chicken wings are probably the best thing you can make in it, because they make them dead crispy, which is quite hard to achieve.
Maybe
normally
I'm going by the air fryer on the way home then.
Do it. It's a lovely gift. I didn't want to show you this, but I'll just show you. It's a guy farting midair. Now, this is another video. There's another video that I've showed Eddie, and he'd just be like, "Daddy, fart on a bike." And then I have to go be like, "Come on in this next room in case your mommy sees."
Boys.
As if I die, you know, and Eddie's sitting there, be like, "You know, me and my dad just spend a really good quality time together. Just like, we just watch fart videos quietly under a duvet, you know." And
sometimes he'd fart, sometimes I'd fart.
It was great times. It was great times. Oh.
I've told you about the fart WhatsApp group we're in, haven't I?
No.
So it's me and a bunch of Australian comedians, and all you're allowed to do is fart. There was one guy.
I've never felt more excluded in my life.
There was one guy in it who, before I was involved, there was a guy in it who got kicked out of the group because he was too chatty. So I'll just play you one now. Here's.
Play me. Is that a woman?
No.
No?
This is so. There's one here. There's a legendary one. I think it was a good fucking 12 second fart. If I can just find this.
I'm sure you've put in some work in that group.
To be honest with you, they make fun of me because I've got some sort of anal stage fright as soon as it fucking. So this is the legendary one.
Sounds like a fucking bee in your ear. It's like a mosquito in your fucking tent.
That was Luke Heggie, fantastic comedian. Check him out. Masking kids and shit.
You guys get the tightest arse hole on earth.
About it? Anytime anybody
fucking
anytime anybody in the group meets up, we end up talking about how good it is for your mental health. See, if you wake up in a bad mood and you go, "Oh, there's four new farts." You're immediately fucking good to go.
Anytime I
see, and I wake up and I know I'm gonna be.
whenever I see like, you know, any of our WhatsApp groups, I'm like, "Oh, there's some sort of scandal, you know, right on the scene." But that's great when you wake up to that. It's just so like, good, I have loads of them to get through here.
Now, there's a couple like Sean.
Get the beats on.
Sean Woodland, another comedian, takes a dead serious. He shat himself a couple of times. Like, yeah, like. But he's like, everybody else does it in private. You can hear his kids in the background. He's just like, they're like, "Oh, Dad, stop it." He's like,
"That's got a full roadcaster set up." Full sound booth on one of them curvy things around it.
It's some fucking. It's the best thing I've ever been involved in.
I thought you would be fucking dropping some heat in there. You've.
The thing about it is, it's like it kind of. I started getting too competitive, so it was getting like this. This is one of my good ones.
You're shoveling beans in it.
Oh, that was a good
one. Was
that
you?
Yeah. There's one. Sometimes you'll be like, "Oh, do you know what that sounded like?" So I think this one sounds like machine gun fire in the distance.
Is that recorded in fucking Ukraine?
I swear to God. It's the happiest I've been in my adult life.
Oh my God. That is fucking 10 out of 10. I remember a particularly quality fart of yours. We went to Glasgow. Was it to see Bill Burr or something? We were staying in the same hotel room. And we hadn't even fucking been out yet. And we'd already been pished and hungover. And had some horrific meal, and they went for naps. And I remember you sleep full like burrito style, like all fully wrapped up. And I think you had still your eyes closed. You're like, just making so many noise, and then literally just like, you know, one of those, you know, like your body is at rest, and it's just full of air, and it was just like. And then you were just like, and then snored like about a second later.
It never does make me laugh.
And it was horrific too. I don't know what the fuck. It just smelled like cold kebab.
Because I think we had a kebab in the daytime.
Yeah,
like
day kebabs, bro. That's where you know you're a fucking heap of shit.
As long as I've been doing stand-up, you know, you try to write material and fucking play with the form. Nothing makes me laugh harder than somebody just ripping a good fart. Or you know when somebody farts and they go, oh. Yeah. Every time.
Oh, it's quality. Quality. Oh, I need a rest after all that business.
Oh my God. There's more in there. Like, there's...
Give me that fucking give me that Ukraine one again, just for the crack. A lot of squeaky, squirty farts.
There's some, let me see, Cam Knight, he's got some good ones. Hang on. It's like when you're trying to steal money off your man. Open the purse dead slow.
It just sounds like he's got a flick book and he's like,
hey. Let me see.
Oh my God.
Yeah, not that good.
That's all right. That's all right.
You'll go machine gun one more time.
Just everybody shit themselves in every fart there. You should bring McCann into that fucking group.
McCann can fucking... Okay. McCann's fantastic at getting his leg up at the right time and just fucking...
Because that bubble has to, you know, come up through them two cheeks. So it's like... That day... Did I use that material about that or something? What the fuck?
Yeah, the wee fucking tube.
That I can't believe I caught it on film the time when he... We were given that hotel room backstage in Cookstown to like as a green room basically, aye. And he laughed. He farted and laughed, and then I started laughing, and then he was just going every time he laughed. His ass needs a fucking drawstring.
Absolutely needs an MOT on that fella.
Just hanging out.
I don't know. They always we went through a phase where on our podcast where Connor was like off camera. Be like, you need to stop farting the podcast. It's really getting weird. I would just be fucking howling, laughing,
just clattering them off that red sofa.
There'd be times where I just stop talking, and he'd be like, "Don't," and I'm like, "Like." Oh, I don't want to purse that third bit out.
It's like yawning. You know, you start talking about it. You're like, oh, fuck, here we go.
I feel like my arse has something stuck on his teeth now.
You got the wee fucking prairie dog coming out.
The bear nose.
The bear nose.
The puppy through a fence, though. Jesus Christ. I'm 36.
Yeah, we're at the age now, coming up to, you know, you probably need to get a finger up your hole at one point.
When? Have they put that back to 50?
I don't know.
Because I might start lying about my age.
I look good for 50, don't I? Get it in them.
I love to be in the war.
Bang, bang. Speaking of machine guns.
Can I hear something wrong with me? Why does your arse sound like a panicked duck? Well, I mean, fucking eating ducks.
The funniest part maybe ever was the in the LEG when he's like, they're rebuilding the leisure centre or something. He's like, would you want to lay a brick? And he just pulls the bags down and it just goes.
I was on that one of the, is it Ted? We've talked about this before, but like the guy, like he's on a date and he drops the girl home, which is like, I don't think you should come in. He's like, oh, no, don't worry. And then as soon as she closes the door, he's like, oh.
I love it. That's amazing. Have you seen a video with a girl? She's a big fat girl. She's on a night out. She just takes, she gets a camera and she puts up their face in a cubicle and just goes, and then she goes, back to the dance floor. Just leaves.
Have you seen the one? Like, is it a Scottish girl? She's in some kebab place. Just like,
she's a shite.
She's a shite. So fucking powder on the thing. Oh, wait. Don't mind if I do. It's fucking washing powder.
So Scottish to just be like, this must be open cocaine.
Yeah, yeah.
This must be house cocaine here. Oh, it's that. No. Fantastic. Big bubbles coming out of your mouth.
Man, fucking, your eyes have never been whiter.
Somehow. Keep the whites white. Racist.
Absolutely.
Get your whites
Matt
white.
Matt the White, here he comes.
Matt the White. I got this in peacocks. How you doing? That used to be my favorite activity. When it was like coming into summer, it was just going to Peacocks, loaded with about £28 and buy 9 shirts. Just 9 shite shirts, like, for the summer. Looking good.
Aye. Can't beat it.
Can't beat it. I love an airport soundscape for farts. You know, you go in there and there's a load of businessmen just bunged up from traveling.
Aye, just scutter shocking like.
Remember that time the guy.
Oh, no.
And where was that when you were doing your WhatsApp groups?
That's what happens. I never record the good ones.
You weak bitch.
Forgot scared me.
I've had a fucking migraine for goddamn laughing.
Can't fatting in the found.
Ben chickens, would you not move to Australia? It looked like it suited you, no? Would you not like it?
I'd love to, but I think like the... You couldn't really make a... It's hard to make a decent living as a comedian out there because it's so spread apart. So like I think somebody was telling me they've got like January to about May with all the comedy festivals. You can make a good living, there's plenty of work. But then after that it drops off and you're fucking... Because there's only really sort of 4 big cities.
Yeah.
And they're not that big for stand-up, like. Mm. But I feel like if I had all the money in the world, 100%.
Yeah.
Wouldn't come home at all.
I must get over.
Absolutely.
But I would need to move for a year because there's no way I could do that flight twice in like, you know, the space of 2 months.
You can.
It would kill me.
Nah, you'd be all right.
Kill me dead.
Do you know what I mean? It's a weird one because it's like, if you do it right, I think if you fly out to the East Coast and do Melbourne, Sydney, all that sort of shit, and then finish off in Perth and then fly back from Perth because it's shorter. It's like 3 or 4 hours difference. It doesn't feel as bad on the way home.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you do any touristy bits now?
Man, I swear to God, I was drunk for 5 weeks. Every day for 5 weeks. There was one night I went home, I got into bed at 2 in the morning, and I went, well done Mick, it's 2 in the morning, you've got home early, you're stone cold sober, fair play to you. And then I thought about it and I went, I had 12 whiskies and 2 tequilas.
Nice.
And I could have drove.
Nice.
Because I was Australian, can't water the booze down the fucking puff. Fucking can't.
They probably do. Like I've
in the bar we were drinking, they definitely do.
Yeah.
Like, but it's weird because like basically as soon as I finished gigging, they fly me home. So I never really have the time to do the touristy stuff.
Yeah.
And then in Sydney, I had 2 days where I only had 10 minute spots, Monday and Tuesday. And I'd planned to go to, like, down to the beach and do all the fucking touristy shit. And it was freezing.
Oh, God.
So I just go back into bed.
Yeah.
And it's like, I find it hard to do all that stuff because you're gigging, like I was gigging every day as well for the full 5 weeks.
That does spoil it.
Man,
because you're like thinking about the gig.
You just can't relax. Do you know what I mean? You can't like, unless you're getting up at fucking, because you're finishing up late. Come back a couple of drinks, and you're not getting up at fucking 7 to be like, right, let's
up and on.
Let's go look at the fucking opera house again. Plus, like, there's only so many touristy things you can do in the cities. Do you mean like, there's the opera house, there's the bridge, there's a beach, like you'd want to get, you know, into the outback,
touch a koala,
into the bush,
get murdered in the bush,
absolutely, go pet a dolphin,
aye,
is that a dolphin?
Run over a few kangaroos,
yeah. I've seen a load of dead kangaroos over the years as well. Never seen a live one.
Really?
Yeah, but they are just on the side of the road, just fucked. Like,
it would absolutely destroy your car if you had a kangaroo fit.
They're fucking meaty boys. Like,
that video of the guy fucking digging it. Do you remember that?
Isn't there two different...
Can't.
Two different, not breeds. Breeds? Species?
Species?
Because there's the wee fucking Skippy the Bush kangaroo boys, and then there's the big fucking bull cunts. Yeah. Like, the guys that look like a Hemsworth. Yeah. You go, what's his fucking workout regime?
Yeah.
Like,
comes on creatine.
Yeah. They what's do your fucking pre-workout, can't?
They do have fucking wee
100%. Wee with their shoulders and triceps, and they're just fucking...
It's a crowd, yes.
I'm fucking jet, can't.
Got those wee arms, though.
I can't even fucking bounce anymore. I'm so fucking swole. Kangaroids.
Kangaroids. Oh, Jesus. How long have we talked for there now? Do we do some questions?
About 50.
About 50? We'll do a couple of questions. Would you be up for answering all these, and we'll come back? We'll do a couple.
Cool, man. See what you can do.
We'll do a couple, and then we might stop and do it on Patreon.
Oh,
you fair?
Oh,
you fair? Well, I don't know. Fucking split them up, kind of people. Favorite set of tits you've seen in a major motion picture that has stuck with you through the years.
In a motion picture, can we use TV series?
Can we use porn on porn?
Because obviously Alexander Daddario.
Oh yeah, that's the best. There. That's the True Detective.
Emily Ratajkowski and fucking Gone Girl.
Oh,
that's a good set of milkers.
Oh.
You don't see them, but Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies. Do you know the bit? Take it off slowly. Dance for me slowly. You ever seen that?
No,
it's great. Very, very, very well put together woman.
Oh, she's an athletic woman.
Even now, very beautiful. No. As in her hundreds or whatever age is.
Is that the one that was in Everywhere Always Fast and...
I haven't seen that.
Furious at once.
Everywhere Always Fast and Furious. she was in that, wasn't she? Aye, she's in Halloween and a lot of shit.
But they shitted her up a bit in that movie, didn't they? They made her look worse than she looks.
Yeah, she looks fantastic for...
Do we Google?
Oh, you look like her. She just looks like a very beautiful woman. Very intelligent, very funny woman as well.
What's the best cock you've seen in a film?
Just for my own sanity, Tom Hardy and Bronson, because it was just a wee normal willy.
Small penis,
I was like, that's
yeah.
nice to see, just a wee...
But it goes to show you how attraction works.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because women want just like the whole part. You know, he's sexy, good body, mm-hmm. cool guy, loves dogs, penis, whatever.
Aye.
Do you know what
I mean? Well, we can deal with that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if the penis is, I mean, unless it's absolutely laughable, I don't think it's a big deal breaker with women.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you'd be a monster with an absolute hog and they're just like,
aye.
No thanks.
Yeah. Well, that's like any of my female friends that I've talked to about the old willies, a lot of them will go, you'll take a big dick, a big giant one once just to see if you can.
Aye.
And then be all, do you know what? It's not that great.
Yeah, it's probably like cars or something. You're like, oh, it's fun to drive a big fast one, aye. But I have to drive this cunt every day. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'll get
something. I'd rather have something reliable.
I'll get something. Is this dancing me slowly?
No. So I type in True Lies. Jamie Lee Curtis. True Lies.
So that's her and I. You know.
Do you know what I mean? Still very beautiful older woman.
Handsome old man.
Right. Type in Jamie Lee Curtis. True Lies.
True Lies. Am I actually writing tits here?
No. Just. It should. If you go down, go left. See, like the third row.
Here?
Yeah.
There you have it.
Do you know what I mean?
Fantastic.
Fantastic scene in the movie as well.
I've seen your tits in the movies.
I'll blow your back.
Those are my titties. Fair play to him. Do you remember that show that what was it? Was the show called like? Was it called like Love and Sex or something? What the fuck was it called? It was on Netflix where there was a famous scene everyone was talking about where the husband is like stalking the girl's ex or something,
right?
To see what sort of lifestyle he has, and he follows him to the gym, and the guy was in the showers, and he just is an absolute
oh that big
on
fucking
him.
Yeah.
Which
and
I
that,
do.
That was that guy's real dick as well, wasn't it?
That's like, what they said. I don't think so. I don't think it was.
Because it was giant. It was fucking.
No, we've been over this, but not being a hater, but it was like, I just don't think. I don't think it doesn't look real. It doesn't look real to me.
Aye.
Unfortunately.
Because is that thing, isn't it? Like.
Which is fat, you know. It was just like.
It was cartoonishly big. Like.
Not, it wasn't even the size. It was just like everything. The texture, the weirdness. It just didn't look like a real dick.
Second on the OC.
Okay. Can you remember what the show was called now?
No. Just type in giant Netflix dick. I guess.
I type it in Serenity Purple.
You're telling me.
It is purple. That's why I'm doubting the realness of it. Giant, not safe for work. Sex/life, right? Sex. Where's the fucking slash in this bitch? Life.
Hang on below that fella's belly button, but it looks like. That's the slash in the email. That's where you pee from. It's your belly.
Benis.
Your William.
You gonna show me it or what? What was this fucking... Got a goddamn filter on it? Why can't I see the cock? Why can't I see it?
Do you type in...
Videos?
Maybe.
What looks like a site that would show me this? Men's Health. Wait, if I get some sort of goddamn fireball on this or something? Anyway, the guy The guy.
Look it up when we get home.
I just don't think it was real.
No.
It just didn't look real, and it not even really a size thing. It just looked, it looked like a painted prop penis.
Mm-hmm.
And then very abrupt pubes that would tell me that that's where the join was.
Yeah, you makes sense. I mean? Yeah,
the guy's got not a hair on his body, and then dense blonde pubes.
Yeah,
you know, where they've just went
Achoo.
Stuck it on there. You know what I mean?
On his wee micro.
On his wee micro, just screwing it in. You can get that. I was buying McCartney, that big hole, and you can get a thing where you just put your dick in the back of a big dick.
Oh, fuck, interesting.
You know what I mean?
Aye.
The extender. It's an extender. But like,
this week on Top Gear, Hammond has got the extender.
He crashed it. But it's like...
James may as well.
Well, there's a family at the back of it, like... You know, right. It feels good when you put your dick in it.
Aye.
And then she's like, oh, finally, big cock.
But imagine you put it in, you're all, you should probably go home.
You wouldn't like this.
This is weird, but this feels nice.
Or imagine you just, you know, you're trying to spice up your sex life and you're having just a real boring bucking. You're like, oh my God, well, try this. And you just slide it on your cock and you're like, oh!
Get out!
Get out of my house! You shake it empty and be like, that's your turn.
Take the kids. I don't care.
See you later.
Get out. Leave. Be gone. Exeunt, wife.
Shout out to Jay Bergen for sending us that question, you pervert. Let me see.
Is there any other dicks you see on?
The way they show man dicks is usually in a really gritty, like real life scenario. You know, yeah. You know, like some prison drama or something. You never really.
Yeah.
It's never in a sexy way. It's always like, oh, they stripped all these prisoners naked.
Because do you not see Bradley Cooper's dick in some movie? He's in a bath. What's that fucking thing called?
Penis?
No, Bradley Cooper. What was the movie he was in?
The Googles that are going on today.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Oh yeah, William Dafoe.
Is he packing a hog, isn't he?
Man's got a burrito on him.
He looks like he's got a big old schlong on too. Like
it's a big fat. There's a bit where she's. Have you seen it? Yeah. I'm going in an arty period when I was in fucking uni. We watched all that shit, Magnolia and fucking all the bollocks.
Because they had full actual real sex with them.
Yeah, the opening scene is just cock going in the vag like that. Boom.
Fucking hell.
Credits rolling. Boom.
YouTube it there.
Boom. Boom. Don't do that well, actually. Fucking opening scene. Antichrist opening scene, and then that I think that woman done a whole pile of bucking movies, didn't she? Yes.
Do you remember there was a thing on Netflix called, was it Nymphomaniac or something?
Same director.
That's what it was actually, yeah.
Because I remember like being like, what's that? Like fast forwarding through it to see what the storyline was. You know what I mean, and just this doll on the train with a big mouthful of jizz.
Yeah,
but it looked like quite the load. I thought to myself, that's props.
Hidden by safe search. I've got a safe search on.
Gay. Let's bring that back. Now that we've got equality, let's bring back gay.
The one day he doesn't have a fucking FAP 18. It sounds like a... Here we go. Don't show this now for fucking... This is the opening scene. Defoe is...
I thought that was... The shower scene from American History X.
It's not far off. Cinema.
Jesus wept.
Look at the balls undulating. Gadoosh. Toothbrush hitting the deck. I mean, beautiful. Absolute cinema. What frame?
Still getting hired by Disney to play a fucking...
What faps per second are you talking there? 120?
Tell you what, never mind the Green Goblin. She's been Goblin. Huh? Goblin Willem Dafoe's cuck. It was wee ass, no for playing. Is it a washing machine?
Oh what?
Washing machines live longer with Calcom. This is gonna be the most
terrible audio to listen to.
Delicate wank I ever have when I get home.
Fucking
well, light candles and shit.
Oh, there she is, fingering the box of herself.
Jesus Christ, she's going for it too.
It looks like she lost something in there.
I think that's just itchy.
Wait till we get to the old bloody wank bit.
What?
There's a bit where she's fucking, I think it's like a, you know, like a dream or something she's having, or a nightmare. Look at him just thrusting and busting. Defoe. Good douche. Fair play to him, he's wiry, you know. That wouldn't look good if I was doing it. Anyway, it's fucking, I don't know. But yeah, there's a bit where she's like pulling him off, and he does have a big fat pipe on him, like, and then there's, he like jizzes blood.
I don't want to play anymore. Anyone go home?
But amazingly shot.
Oh, shaft. Undulating bollocks. Gadoosh.
Audi.
Sauvage.
Where would you get away with posting that? Vimeo?
Like Volksburg dick technique.
Like if you actually made like really cinematic but pornographic ads for things, you know?
I mean, I smell a video coming up.
Smell a video.
The new JML dick cleaner. It's just a woman. Clint bang.
Clint bang. Oh, anyway, Jesus Christ. Fucking. There's a one way street when me and you're doing a podcast. The best way to get blood off your clothes, please. Harry, shut up. Are you still using the driving gloves, Mick?
I'm not. No, I'm all back to normal.
Right. That's good. What a shame. Are you going to stick with the TT forever, or are you going to get a more spacious car?
I like the TT, man. It's perfect for... It's
perfect for my needs.
Do you know what I mean? Big boot, big... I like my cars like my women. Black, well, big boot.
Road off.
When I say big boot, I mean a club foot.
Not a big ass.
Not a big ass. I'm not a misogynist. Black and reasonably priced, huh?
Oh, fuck.
Full of diesel? No. Two seats. Automatic.
Well, Jens, Kieran was saying on his podcast you were messaging him. What? Messaging Mickey about getting punched in the arm. You up for it if one of NI's boxers is willing to dig you? Same question to Colin.
Absolutely not.
Nah?
What a stupid thing to do. Absolutely not.
I mean,
Sean McComb lightly jabbed me on the forehead when we were fucking doing the white collar training, and I was terrified.
God,
there's no way in fucking hell. I remember I always feel like I'm repeating myself in this. I remember talking to Marty Rogan, the boxer from here. We were doing a pilot for the BBC and I together, and he had a fight coming up, and there was like one point he was doing all the kind of, it was like he was trying to sell tickets to the fight even to us, but he was just amped. Yeah. The whole way fucking through the thing. And one of the comedians was like, do people just ask you to punch them all the time? And he's like, as soon as the fight's over, he's like, I'll be in a pub. Someone's like, go and fucking hit me in the arm. And he looked at me and went, Mickey, see if you ask me to punch you in the arm. He's like, I could break your arm. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't ask you any of that. I wouldn't even think of it. I don't want to play.
I wasn't even there.
Yeah. And I was like, obviously, a box now, so I know the difference. Well, you wouldn't fucking get me.
He wouldn't fucking touch me.
Too fast, man.
You wouldn't put a piece of leather on me.
I'm like, they call me the ejaculator because I come so quick.
I mean,
that's not through a boxing.
There's something terrifying about like being up close to a fighter.
Aye.
Because they definitely, you know, are different sort of people.
100%.
Like a couple of boys next door, and like they tell you, like, oh, I fight at middleweight, and you're like looking at them, like, how do you fight at middleweight?
Aye.
Like, you're about fucking 16 stone. Heads, like, you know, just big.
Aye.
Fucking head, like.
I remember, like, with Sean McComb, especially when you, like, I was watching him sparring Shane, I think, and you kind of watch it going, he's not, he doesn't move that fast, like, but it's only because when you're watching from afar, you're not taking it all in.
Yeah.
And he'd be standing in front of you, and then all of a sudden he just goes, like, you just see him do that, and he's behind you.
Yeah.
And you're like,
but that's also because he's sparring with, you know, two fucking idiots, you know what I mean? Like, if he's fighting another fighter, he'd probably move better, but he's probably, it's like putting fucking, you know, Max Verstappen in your fucking family car. He'd fucking, you know what I mean? He'd be getting sucked off of Jackson at the same time. Anyway, we'll call it a day on these questions. We'll answer the rest on the Patreon, shall we? Let's do it. Mickey Bartlett will be in every gig around the country. I filled in for you in your podcast while you're away.
Aye, thanks very much.
I don't think it's getting released. I haven't seen it yet. But
it'll be on the Patreon.
It's on the Patreon. Get on the Patreon. Get on all the Patreons.
No.
Deck chairs and yums, fucking this one, bomb squads.
That's enough.
Get all over it.
Aye, plenty.
You're talking 15 buying a month.
Aye, I mean, fucking, I mean, Netflix is making you all, here, do you live here? Just give it to Patreon. Like.
Aye, give it to us. It's well spent.
Aye, 100%. Everyone's in an airfare. If
everyone's in an Audi.
Aye.
Niall's got an Audi.
You know Audi now as well?
Sorry, you
as well. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking Rishi.
Right, cheers for coming on, Mick. We'll see you next time. General Banter, or patreon.com/generalbanter, congas.com for tickets. And by the time you hear this, tickets will be announced for the SSE Arena.
Lovely.
And if you're listening on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, the tickets will be on sale on Friday. And if you're on the Patreon, early bird tickets on Thursday as well. Get a hold of the good seats.
That's what you want. Good seats.
Floor seats at the Knicks.
Yeah. Ringside, right. Baby.
Right, guys, take her easy. We're going to Google more tits and films.
Let's do that.
All the best. Bye. See her easy. Nice.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.